the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy for this update edition of the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And Lundy, I don't know about you, man, but I got to head to the grocery store, the local King Supers here in Denver, Colorado, and I got to stockpile because opening night of the NFL season is special in the house. It's up there with, like, the Super Bowl. It's up there with the first day of the NCAA tournament in March, and hopefully I'm going to be able to experience that feeling once again in 2021, but I'm going to have a spread. I'm going to go full turkey chili. I'm going to have some chicken wings, so we got bird-on-bird action with a whole lot of heat, and, of course, a seven-layer dip. And if you've not had that before, you haven't lived. It is wonderful.
Oh, I'm down with that. You know what else I need, Brad? I need me some good queso with just a little bit of a kick to it. Like, not too much. I'm going to save that maybe for the wings. I got to have the queso kicking in there. Basically, my idea of the spread is I need probably 3, 4, maybe 5 different dips. And then just, who knows, a smorgasbord of various vessels to take care of it. There might be some veggies in there. There might be some tortilla chips. There might be potato chips. There might be pita chips. I might just dip my index finger in it. I'm not sure. But what I do know is I've got to have a lot of options because as the games go, Brad, as you know this, sometimes your mood changes. Maybe you're feeling a little spicy at the beginning. Uh-oh, now my bets are lagging behind. Maybe I got to change things up, you know, kind of like putting on the rally cap.
Well, yeah, really the vessel in all this is the beverages that are going down the gullet into the stomach that are transporting whatever food and pairing it nicely to get to its end game resting place. And that also influences my second half wagers, always.
Absolutely so. Sometimes, you know, you get the indigestion and you wind up chasing a little bit. That's all I'm saying.
Well, hopefully there won't be a whole lot of chasing on Thursday Night Football. And our first half wagers hit. Our full game wagers are looking rosy at the break. And I'm going to have all that action. And you are, too, on DraftKings Sportsbook. And they got the no-brainer offer of the football season for all users that you got to take advantage of right now. Have you ever heard of a football team losing by 100 points? Well, for week one, DraftKings is ensuring that even if Kansas City were to lose in historic fashion, you still cash your bet. That's right. DraftKings Sportsbook has moved the spread to Kansas City plus 101 points. Say what? No, it's real for all of its users. So even if Kansas City loses by a hundo, you still win big with DraftKings Sportsbook. And that's a no-brainer. On top of that amazing offer, DraftKings is giving away up to $100 million in prizes to all users who enter their free football survivor pool. All you got to do is sign up for DraftKings Sportsbook, enter their survivor pool, and you'll instantly get a share of up to $100 million in giveaways. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN to take advantage of this no-brainer offer. That's promo code FTN again and on all the action, only for a limited time and only on DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. Bonus comprised of first deposit bonus and first bet match, each up to $500. Deposit bonus requires 25x playthrough. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in Indiana, 1-800-9-WITH-IT. And with that, here is Wednesday's Fade 5.
Number 5.
All right, let's kick things off here with a week 1 total. Colts-Jags, it is set at 45 at a minus 110 juice on the over or the under, according to DK Sportsbook, and I am going under. Yes, hashtag team reasons. Indy has a better-than-advertised defense. Last season, they gave up just 97.9 rush yards per game and shy of 249 pass yards per game. They're going to control the clock early and often in this contest with a heavy 1-2 punch of Marlon Mack and hotshot rookie Jonathan Taylor out of the University of Wisconsin. He knows about wings. He knows about chili. He knows about queso, I bet, as well. I mean, it's a land of cheese, for crying out loud. And, you know, you look at Jacksonville last year, 139.3 rush yards per game allowed. That defensive line's gotten worse through trades, transactions, and just overhaul in general. They're tanking for Trevor all day long. I think Indy wins this game by double figures going away, and they're going to salt away the clock. The only thing you got to worry about is garbage time with Gardner Minshew. Garbage time Gardner. It's got a nice ring to it. I think that nickname will certainly apply to the quarterback this season. Fade or follow the under 45 Colts Jags.
By the time you add in special teams, Brad, I don't know if the Jags have enough players on the roster. I don't think they have enough guys left. I got to be honest with you to be able to field a team. Yeah, I'm going with the under on this one because of the clock game. I do think that the Colts are going to take advantage of the ability to ground and pound. I think they're going to use up a lot of the clock as they go through these four quarters. I agree with you. There could be some garbage time points there for the Jags. That would be the only thing that has me a little bit concerned about the under. But I think at this point, the Colts are going to come in. They're not going to ask Phillip Rivers to do a lot in his very first game with the horseshoe on the helmet. I think he's going to be handing the ball off a lot. I think they'll take advantage of that ground game, maybe air it out a few times just to let him shake some rust loose at the new with the new digs. But I just don't think this is a game that is expected to get to the over, not with the way the Jags have traded guys away and the way the Colts have stockpiled themselves with the running game. Give me the under.
Garbage time Gardner. Trend that sucker.
Number four.
All right, sticking with the NFL, let's focus on the opener as we are taking in the caloric intake of basically a Thanksgiving Day meal and washing it all down with myriad adult beverages. I think Tyreek Hill is going to find the end zone, A, and B, Kansas City gets the W. And if both those things happen, it's plus 110 at DraftKings Sportsbook to win. So you put $100 down. And Tyreek Hill crosses a chalk, and Kansas City is a 9-point favorite, takes care of business, and they win straight up. You would get $110 in return. You look at the matchup for Tyreek Hill, whether it's Gerrion Connolly, who, by the way, gave up a 104.2 passer rating to his assignments last season, or Bradley Roby, who gave up 1.12 yards per snap to his assignments last season. It doesn't matter. This Houston secondary is going to be bottom 10 in the league. They gave up 7.7 yards per attempt last year, and they're probably going to give up 9-plus to the howitzer that is the right arm of one Patrick Mahomes. Tyreek Hill goes nuts in this game, and Kansas City wins with ease. Fade or follow on Hill scoring a touchdown and KC getting the W at plus 110.
Oh, right-handed, left-handed, it doesn't matter what
doesn't matter.
Does. He's going to be moving the ball down the field against Houston. Yeah, I like this, Brad, because it's a good bet to put those two outcomes together and get yourself into plus territory, because obviously with the Chiefs being heavy favorites, you know, just trying to take them straight up on the money line to win isn't much of a payday. But if you pack it together with a bet like this, which DraftKings Sportsbook does for you a lot of times, they put together these fun, you know, sort of pre-packaged parlay options for you. If you check those out and put something like this together, I agree. I think Tyreek Hill has a really good shot of finding the end zone in this game. And obviously, you and I both think that Kansas City is going to win the game. So why not put them together, get yourself in that plus 110 payout category, encouraging everybody as we go through these NFL weeks to keep track of that with DraftKings. A great option there. I'll follow and take the plus 110.
Yeah, that combo meal is sure to satisfy your betting appetite.
Number three.
All right, let's go to the MonkeyKnifeFight.com prop of the day, presented by Monkey Knife Fight, the fastest growing daily fantasy site in the known universe. Really simple to play. It's more or less, basically over or under on a total. There are no sharks in the waters, and all you got to do is go against the house. You hit the over or the under, you win. Simple as that. And if you use that promo code FTN, again, promo code FTN, you get a free $5 freebie on the house. That entry for all new users who check out MonkeyKnifeFight.com. And I'm going to stick with the Tyreek Hill theme. The line over at NKF, 90.5 yards, and I'm taking the over for all the reasons I just mentioned. Gerrion Connolly stinks. Bradley Roby, subpar. Houston has a collective, anemic defensively in defending the pass, and Tyreek Hill has got roadrunner speed. He's going to go beep, beep. And they're a bunch of Wile E. Coyotes he's going to leave in the dust. So I think he hits the century mark to go along with that touchdown, probably like 5 to 7 receptions. Telling you, man, Kansas City is going to come out with guns a-blazing. I think the over is going to hit on 54, and Tyreek Hill is going to be one of the primary reasons why a bunch of crooked numbers are going to be on the scoreboard. Fade or follow me on the MonkeyKnifeFight.com prop of the day. Tyreek Hill over 90.5 yards against those Texans.
Got to follow you on this one, Brad, because let's face it, it's possible that he winds up getting 50 to 55 of that on one catch. I mean,
you're
talked about the roadrunner type speed that he's got. Basically, you're trying to imply that Bradley Roby is the anvil landing on top of Wile E. Coyote here. Just thud, straight out of the Acme factory. I think he could wind up getting a big chunk of these receiving yards on one, maybe two catches. We know he's certainly capable of doing that, cutting across the field and streaking down the sideline once he's got the ball in his hands, because nobody can catch him. So 90.5, very doable here. And as you said, it goes along with the bet we were talking about before of him to score, Kansas City to win. Sometimes you find those numbers that are favorable to a guy that you feel good about, and you got to follow him.
Beep, beep.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the NBA, and let's work in a little wager here on the LA Clippers and Denver Nuggets. Denver catching 7.5 in this one at a -107 juice, and I am taking the Nugs. You know, they've kept it pretty snug here the last couple of games. Really thankful to one, Gary Harris's defense. You know, Gary Harris has been a lockdown defender, living up to the hype and delivering on that, making it difficult for Kawhi Leonard to fill up the cup early and often. And as a collective, Denver has really discovered its defensive chops. The last three games, 1.117 points per possession allowed. Clippers equally stout, actually better in that category, giving up 1.050 points per possession during that stretch. But Jokic can pour fire from outside, MPH getting some valuable minutes off the bench and scoring some critical baskets as well. I think this boils down to, Lundy, what version Jamal Murray is going to show up. He has been wildly erratic in this series, but if he scores 20 or more, I think the Nuggets will keep this one tight, no matter if they're victorious or on the losing end, and that's why I like him plus the 7.5. Fade or follow, again, Denver and the points.
Well, we know that on Monday night we saw Michael Porter Jr. posterize, and that was the first opportunity
ridiculous.
For him. That was absolutely ridiculous. I'll tell you what, I think the thing that the Nuggets need to be able to do, Brad, and I'm going to follow you on this, I'm going to take the 7.5 because I do think Denver keeps it close. One of the things I think that we've got to watch is obviously Nikola Jokic, who we know can pour it in. I think he spent a little bit too much time on Monday conversing with the officials and a little needs to spend a little bit more time focusing on taking some of those shots. He was trying to be a little too much of an assist machine, I think. Got to pop those shots, big guy.
Yep.
But at the same time, I think that they're getting some good minutes out of Michael Porter Jr. So even if Jamal Murray doesn't get to that, 42-50 point level that we were seeing in that series against the Jazz, they will be okay as long as Murray can get to that magical 20-point mark. Brad, I'm with you. I think that's exactly where Jamal needs to be. Need to be firing off those blue arrows in the game tonight if Denver wants to keep it close.
Yeah, hit the bullseye, Jamal Murray.
Number one.
All right, last one. Let's go to a futures bet on the entire season at DraftKings Sportsbook. Aaron Rodgers, 7.5 interceptions thrown during the regular season, and I am taking the under at -110. Look, he's only gone over this number twice in the past 9 years. One of the most judicious, one of the most accurate quarterbacks in the NFL. He has hit the under in 4 consecutive seasons, and over his last 32 regular season games, Lundy, only 6 INTs. That's it for Aaron Rodgers. You look at what Matt LaFleur wants to do with this offense. They bring in A.J. Dillon in a second round selection to pair with Aaron Jones and Jamal Williams. And I think ultimately what they want to do is ground and pound. I don't know if Aaron Rodgers got to get his customary, 560, 580 pass attempts this season. I think they want to control the clock. And with Davante Adams also back, Aaron Rodgers has his bosom buddy. He's got a trusted weapon that he knows is going to be hitting the spots and not putting him in positions where he's going to be throwing into the numbers of the opposition. So, again, Aaron Rodgers, 7.5 INTs under at -110. Fade or follow.
Brad, did you bring up all these Wisconsin guys just because I was talking about Queso?
Possibly. Pass me a line in Kugels, please.
I'll follow you on this one as well. I think he's going to check in around 6 or 7. I think he could wind up forcing a few, but you're right. He's very judicious with the ball. He's not going to wind up making stupid decisions like the young quarterbacks that I think we're going to see come in. I mean, look, we're going to see guys like Joe Burrow make mistakes here as rookies. But Aaron Rodgers, he's been there, done that, and there's a reason that he's very smart about getting rid of the ball, throwing it into the sidelines, things like that. He's one of the quarterbacks that I think is one of the best in the NFL at it. He knows when to force something, and he also knows when to kind of gather everything up and live to see another day. So I think he's the guy that's going to do that this season. I think he stays at the under. 7.5 feels like way too high. I think he checks in around 5 or 6, so I'll follow.
Queso, Gouda, cheddar, mozzarella. Give me all the cheeses now. I'm hungry. Make it happen. Just put it in my mouth. It's got to happen. Well, it's going to happen on Thursday night for sure, because I'm going to top it out with the chili. I'm going to dip the chip in there. I'm going to have it on the 7-layer dip. There's going to be tons of cheese. Thank God I'm not lactose intolerant. On that note, we are done. That is a wrap on the Wednesday edition of the Faith and Noise podcast. Please follow us on Twitter at Noisy Huevos. Follow Lundy at Nate Lundy. Drop us a rating and or review. Por favor, it helps out the podcast and its longevity. And check out FTNFantasy.com, FTNDaily.com, and FTNBets.com. Use that promo code Evans, EVANS, to get 10% off your subscription right now. And as always, fade or follow, that is up to you.
Fade the noise.